My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in some great people stopping by. We're going to go to that town in Pennsylvania, Charleroi, because the national media is there, saying it's all made up, just like Springfield, Ohio. And I have in front of me to start the show today, and you know, we've asked them over the years to come on. They're not going to do that because they can't answer for this. You would think, with what we're seeing with all these refugee resettlements, that you would be very reluctant to be on the side. You'd have to be a progressive maniac, which there are some on this list. I'm looking at an open letter saying the people on this open letter want more of this refugee resettlement, like we've seen in Charleroi, we've seen in Aurora, Colorado, Springfield, Ohio, and a bunch of other cities. So I didn't see any in New Jersey that were nearby, but I did go to Pennsylvania, and some of the usual suspects are on here. Elizabeth Fielder, she's this very, very progressive from South Philly area. Tariq Khan, another very progressive representative from Philadelphia. You're getting the picture, right? Nicholas O'Rourke, he's city council in Philadelphia. He's the working families maniacs, okay? So you're getting the lig that you're in here. Well, then why is it that also on the list is Carol Kennedy, township manager out there in Upper Marion? Is Upper Marion, do you want a resettlement? Apparently, Carol Kenny's on here. She does. She wants people, more people. They need them in King of Prussia, Upper Marion. Thousands of maybe Haitians she'd like to have. Carol, is that what you want? Feel free. We'll give you full time. I'll just shut up and you can tell us the wisdom of this. Why did you put your name on it? Over in Philadelphia, Joe Hohenstein, who's been on the show before, and he represents Brysburg, Port Richmond, that area. He's a state rep. Do you think the people in Brysburg and Port Richmond, do you think they want more refugee resettlement here? Not the last time I looked, as far as what they appear to want. And our old buddy, do you remember the battle we had out there in Springfield Township, the one in Montgomery County, Winmore, Pennsylvania? It's listed here. The township commissioner, Jim Lee, whose dad was a cop. Remember that whole thing when they went after the police and their First Amendment rights? Remember the sound we brought you? It was shocking, wasn't it, how anti-cop these people were? Remember the back and forth with the NAACP and all that stuff? His name is on here. See, here's how it works. Guys like Hohenstein, Kenny, and Jim Lee, they put their name on these things with these various groups, thinking these various groups, come election time or just any number of interlocking things, will see that. You're a good person. You're on this list. They don't think that the average person in their district, though, is going to hear about this. That's where I come in. That's where I see these open letters. I see these shenanigans, what they're involved in. So we'd love to have Commissioner, whatever she is out there in Upper Marion, Kenny, come on. You think the people in Upper Marion want to be inundated some more by what we've seen play out? That's what they're signing up on here. Nearly 500 bipartisan state and local officials from 50 states want more refugee resettlement in their communities. The U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, pathway to this type of stuff, they want to see more of that. They go on to say, hey, Americans are with us. The overwhelming majority of Americans want that. Oh, really? They don't want it in their neighborhoods. And I think particularly now. Isn't that what this is about with Trump, aside from the dogs and the cats and everything else? Isn't this what this is about? This idea that nobody wants to be a small town like this and to be overwhelmed. They're trying to sell the message now that the Haitians coming to Springfield, Ohio, have revitalized the town. Is that true? All right, so I'll keep the list. We'll see if any of them will call in, 855-839-1210. Just tell Ms. Kenny, Joe Hohenstein, who's under a desk right now, hiding, and Jim Lee, who came on the show before during this, why would you want that in your community? Is your community on board? Have you surveyed people? Do you think that would pass? If so, let's get a list of the communities that want this. And then let's know that so we can put all this problem in their communities, right? The ones that always tout this, that are mocking the people of Charleroi and Aurora and Springfield, Ohio, and calling them racist and other names. Let's put it in your town. Also, let's get to day two now, the aftermath. Late yesterday, Hillary Clinton jumps into the ring. Isn't this debate that the media with Trump just can't be brought to have this debate? Do they not get the rationale that if you keep on calling someone Hitler, it's one thing to say, I hate Trump. His policies are horrible. Look at this guy. How do evangelicals support him? Three marriages, yada, yada, yada. That's politics. You may not like it. But the secret sauce is what the problem is. It's the elephant in the room. They have carte blanche, deemed it to the end of the country. He's Hitler, at least Mussolini, fascist. And they want us to believe that that's not different than the usual back and forth. And they also want us to believe, if we don't believe that, if we can't get away with that, that Trump caused all this. On CNN this morning, that was the theme. 8 years of Trump has so coarsened us to this, that's why we're seeing them trying to kill Trump. In other words, blame the victim. Here's Hillary. This is her memoir yesterday. She comes out. And here it's cut 11. Here's Hillary talking about, well, Trump is a danger.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist, Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it. You know.
All right. So again, he's going to get rid of democracy, danger to the world. This is much different than anything. And why can't the media continue to say that? She also called for possible criminal charges against those that she thinks are spreading disinformation. It's endless with these people, just endless. That's the line of attack here. Meanwhile, here's Eric Trump on with Megyn Kelly. And this will be cut 17, making the point that the people engaged in this are egging on people who will stop at nothing. After all, they're taking out Hitler. Here's Eric Trump.
He's doing well. The guy's incredibly strong. I mean, you've known him forever, right? He's a warrior. I spoke to him immediately after it happened. I was one of the first people I knew. And, you know, he was in okay spirits. But, you know, honestly, I'm almost not, right? I'm sick and tired of seeing, you know, people try and take his lives. It's this, you know, second time in 5 weeks that this has been allowed to happen. Butler was an utter failure. You've done, I think, a better job probably, Megyn, than anybody on reporting on that. It should never happened. I mean, what happened there is just, it's a breakdown of government in the worst possible ways. And then obviously you see what happened yesterday. And yesterday was ultimately a success, right? They got the guy ahead of time. They, you know, found out where he was and, you know, they saved somebody from utter catastrophe, but this has to stop. This has to stop. We can't allow people with, you know, AR-15s, with AK-47s within 300 yards of the president. It has to stop. We have to do a better job. You know, there's only so many kind of, you know, proverbial lives that you have before, guess what? You don't get so lucky. He got incredibly lucky. And Faith was definitely with him, you know, 5 weeks ago, but it's only so many times you get lucky, and this isn't funny anymore. I mean, and I just want everybody to understand they are trying to kill him, Megyn. They are trying to kill him. And it's one of the things that drives me crazy when you see Kamala on the debate stage. You know, this man's a threat to democracy. It's, you know, there's only one person that they're going after, and they're going after him viciously. And they've gone after him in every single way. They've gone after him legally. They tried to impeach him. They tried to take him off the ballot in states. They tried to take him off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. They've gone after his family. They've gone after all of us thousands of times. You know, Megyn, I'm probably the most subpoenaed person in the history of the country, and I've never done a damn thing wrong. They've done everything they could. They've weaponized.
Okay, Jim, we got the point there with Eric Trump. Absolutely. Now, a congressman at the Hill, Fulcher, his name is, Republican, says what I said yesterday. I didn't suggest it. I said it. I think Donald Trump needs to get private security. Here is the head, going all the way down to Florida, Jim. This will be the acting director, cut 14, Ronald, talking about the acting director, Ronald Rowe, claiming the security plan worked on Sunday. He's the expert. I'm not. And guess what? It didn't work. Here's what he said.
The agent, who was visually sweeping the area of the sixth screen, saw the subject armed with what he perceived to be a rifle and immediately discharged his firearm. The subject, who did not have line of sight to the former president, fled the scene. He did not fire or get off any shots at our agent. With reports of gunfire, the former president's close protection detail immediately evacuated the president to a safe location. The protective methodologies of the Secret Service were effective yesterday.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Everybody knows this. And the point of emphasis ought to be, you know how minuscule how easy it should be here to just scope the perimeter? 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. The bottom line here is that it's the other that we're going with here. This is what we've entered into. Hillary Clinton, shamefully yesterday, calling for criminal penalties against those spreading information she doesn't like. And you heard the comments on Trump. So what are you supposed to do here? Get private security. They're not going to push this to the level. You know what they're doing today? Apparently, you have all these people coming to the UN, and they say they're going to be busy protecting all these dignitaries and the like. We're overwhelmed. You know what? America first here. And if you don't get protecting this guy's life, whether you love him or hate him, is the biggest, most important thing there now. It's not Biden, even though that's a chain of all that. The consequence of the worst happening here is shocking what will happen. These morons, I know some people convince conspiracy here. Eric Trump said you have to entertain that idea. Yeah, that's okay. But I see more just the sheer incompetency and arrogance that they're allowed to run amok, that this maniac goes across major highways there, not visible to anybody, and he's there 12 hours. They have his cell phone, 2 a.m. until when he shot or was getting ready to shoot. How in the world isn't there? Well, we did the sweep as we're coming up on the next screen. Are you serious? Then the argument, well, maybe Trump shouldn't play golf. Now, I'm a big golfer. Telling someone not to play golf, go to hell. Who are these people? Well, you know how hard it is to protect a golf course. No, 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 buddy. They didn't do their job there. They didn't call on local law enforcement just to have a few cops on the perimeter. Well, that's the protection we give to the president of the United States. Isn't that what this comes back to? They're dug in on this. They're the Secret Service, and you're not going to tell them anything. Congress has to drag them in. They're slow walking the first shooting. What's happening with the first shooting? When's it report? 60 days. This is America. No 60 days. That's not a law. It's not a statute. It's a made up thing. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. All right. That's one thing. Today, the side question, I think, is a great one. Nick Foles last night, we were kidding with Dawn. Yes, I watched some of his news conference. It was good stuff, exactly the type of stuff that you think you would see. And he did talk about throwing a ball 60 yards, I think, to Doug Peterson, made him throw it in the wind, which was interesting. Nick Foles is a folk hero, you know, a bigger-than-life sort of figure. We're looking today for a folk hero. I have the all-timer that would win. I'm not going to say it yet. It could be real or fictional. I have a real one. The fictional one would win. I know I would vote for it. It is an all-time legendary folk hero. A folk hero, fictional, would be somebody like John Henry, Paul Bunyan. All right? Real life, still the name today, Frank Rizzo. Even today, when we play those cuts, people go nuts. Where's a Frank Rizzo when you need one? That's a folk hero. Henry, who's your folk hero?
Well, among real folk heroes,
yes.
Being a big baseball fan, his day was actually just 2 days ago, so I figured why not Roberto Clemente?
Okay, sure.
Larger-than-life talent, even better guy than baseball player, which is really saying something considering how good he was. Died, delivering aid to his native Puerto Rico. I think, a story like that kind of lives in people's minds. And to him have his own day for it, yeah, I think that's a pretty good folk hero.
All right, so we're looking for that folk hero, real or fictional.
Don't miss any of it.
I have the fictional one that I think, without a doubt, I would probably vote for, unless you overwhelm me with something else that's out there. But let me go to John in Huntington Valley. Hello, John. Good morning.
Hey, Don. How have you been?
Okay, John.
Yeah, Don, for all the time I've been listening to you now, and it's been years and years and years, and I appreciate you letting me on. But I don't know, Don, since the last couple of years, your intellectual honesty, your...
John, let me just stop you right there. I want to remain confirmed. You got to stop it, John. Let's stop that stuff and tell me exactly what I've said here. Do you think Trump should be treated as Hitler? Isn't that what this comes down to?
Yeah, I do, because you're doing the whatabout. It's a good Roy Cohn strategy. Yes, he's been racist his entire time. He incites it.
He's Hitler.
You know he
he's Hitler.
He's using the same pathway.
He's Hitler.
You know, you mean it.
Should we stop doing this, John? You can oppose him. You can actually say you don't like his policies or his rhetoric on race. You can do that. I don't like the Democrats on that. I'm not calling them Hitler.
I forget the adjective Hitler. Just look what he's doing, though. Seriously, he's inciting the MAGA base, which is much more volatile than the Democratic base.
They oh, it are. Is. Well, what do you when think? That, what do you think this guy was that was going to take a shot at him?
I'll be honest with you. I think Butler and this were staged, and I'll tell you why. In Butler, he had the photographer, the secret fake service, secret service guys place those photographers. You can hear him go, wait, wait, wait before he
screams. Oh, my God,
up.
John. You know, with all due respect, you got to examine yourself. You're better than that. Stage here. You know what it would be, these conspiracies, to do something like that? What it would take? Come on.
I wouldn't put it past it, Tom. I really wouldn't.
All right. Thank you, John. I took the call. That's as far as I can go. I like John a lot over the years. But now let's talk specifics here. He's not Hitler. He wasn't Hitler in the first term. He's not going to be Hitler in the second. It's not going to be the end of democracy. All right. You can say you think he's racist. You can say it's a basket of deplorables. That's all within boundary. You can do that. But there's a line here that's crossed continuously. And if you want to call him out for how far he goes with his rhetoric, fine. That's a reason to defeat him. You don't want that type of America. But let's stop dancing around. That's not what they're saying. They're saying it's the end of our system, Benito Mussolini, fascist, and or Hitler. End of the system. That's the thing. That's what they're doing here. Well, of course, then, somebody like this maniac is doing the world a service, would you have shot at Hitler? It's one of those things. That's where we're going to go constantly. He camped out for 12 hours. Now Fox reporting this morning brought snacks with him. I'm sure we'll know what the snacks are yet. Yet this guy heading up the Secret Service, our methodologies worked. That's not the issue here. Do you need more people? Can we just say something? Yes, we need more people. Okay, we talked about yesterday. Leslie brought it up. We're not paying these people enough either. I realize they do it to put their life on the line for the country and all that, but some of them are only $65 a year. The budget is billions and billions of dollars. Oh my God, the dignitaries tonight from the United Nations. Really? Don't you get the importance of this? I'll say it. Trump, protecting Trump's life is more important than protecting even the president at this point. Whatever side you're on, don't you recognize that? No, they don't. They don't care because some of them are wishing for it. And then what America would be like at that point, they'll blame on Trump. Rather than, look, we got to protect this guy's life at all costs here. That's what we have to do. Beat him at the ballot box, et cetera, et cetera. You got to protect his life. What does it take to do that? What do you need? Just say it. We're not saying stuff. We don't want to do that. We want to just continue to play this game out. Trump's got to decide. I think his life is at risk here with these people. They're screw-ups and or don't have enough resources and or they don't care that much. So get private security. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the conflict with that? Oh, is this America? These are stormtroopers. I'm talking people in the perimeter. It's such an odd, this is one of the worst failures imaginable here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time folk hero in honor of the great Nick Foles. We got that going on. Sean Parnell will be here. He was at Butler right there behind President Trump when the shooting started. And we're going to go back to Charleroi, that town in Pennsylvania. I saw an interview, people right there in the town. How many people, kids in the kindergarten? They said about 55 to 60. How many of them don't speak English and are Haitian refugees kids? 45. Can you imagine that mess in a kindergarten in the middle of rural Pennsylvania? Hey, Taylor Swift, Johnny Legend, why don't you do that in the Beverly Hills schools? You know why you don't do it. Can you imagine what would happen? Do it in the Doylestown school districts. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it is Dom time. One added note on the Secret Service and what happened here. New York Post has been brilliant in covering this, and they have a whole series today. The Secret Service has known for years about this golf course and shrubbery because the paparazzi hang out there to get shots of various people playing golf, but principally President Trump. Okay? So it shouldn't be any surprise. And they're making it like, my God, do you know what it's like to cover a golf course? You have somebody walk up and down before 12 hours, this maniac's there. Looking in the shrubbery, infrared, drones. People want to know where the drones are again. What does the Secret Service have against drones? Oh, that wouldn't look good. We're the Secret Service. We don't rely on stuff like that. They are out of control at the top, this group. They are just going to do what they want, and it's not protecting someone that in unity, the country's got to say, look, you got to protect this guy to the end of the election. This is ridiculous. The result is just beyond belief. Is that what they want? Do they want the result to defeat him? Do they want the result to say, see, we told you, look at these people, look at what they're doing? Deep down, some of them do. Come on, face it. My goodness. Again, I can't believe that we have these agencies, FBI, Homeland Security, but FBI is a perfect example, that are out of control, that Congress has to start holding them in contempt. The FBI director, the Secret Service, etc. They have to be brought in and say, just a simple question for an hour. Don't get off it. Why were there no people on the perimeter checking that out? Simple. Don't move off anything else. The guy starts talking about something else. Stop it. Answer that. Starts talking about something more. We're going to continue doing this. Who's going to get tired first? And if he refused to answer, say, we're going to take a vote. You're not answering. You're going to be held in contempt here. Whatever the procedure is. Start with one question. Agree on it. Why no people out there on the perimeter? Let's see what he comes up with. And then have a response to that. Well, we're stretched thin. Well, what about local law enforcement? Well, that's protection of the president. Now we're at the heart of this. There's stupid protocols. Is that what this comes down to? But they're all, oh, my God, we got to protect these dignitaries at the UN. Amazing. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, coming up, we're going to go back to Charleroi, Pennsylvania. We had on the city councilman there. Since we talked, I guess, on Friday, they have been all over the news, including the media, just sending busloads of people there to try to say, you know what, they're making it up. Haitians are revitalizing that town. Why don't we just import 10 million Haitians? America would be the golden age. That's what the media is telling people. Out of the kindergarten classroom there, apparently 45 are Haitian and speak no English. You mean to say a limited budget school district is going to be able to deal with all this stuff? That's a good thing for that town to put up with. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll come to you on the side question, too. Folk hero today in honor of Nick Foles, Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. We welcome back to the show in a moment the mayor of Charleroi and Councilman Larry Selesky, who helped to give us insight on Friday. But I'm looking on this website we use in Talk Radio 1210, Gradient of sound and all that, and it's a visual. They went there and they filmed this operation where Haitians are being bused to and from food factories operated by Fourth Street Foods. There seems to be a disconnect in that some of these businesses want this because it helps them. But maybe people in the town, the school district, and all that stuff do not. All right, let's bring back the mayor and Councilman Larry Selesky. Larry, welcome. And Mayor Gary, Greg, I'm sorry. Thank you guys for joining us. Larry, our paper here, the Philadelphia media, New York media and all, they're coming to your town. And what they're trying to do is say, you're making it up. You know, this is ridiculous. Haitians are revitalizing Springfield and your town. Larry, what's your response to that?
Well, I think right now, the temperature is extremely high in our community, as probably it is at Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a hotbed, and there's a lot of division in town right now. As we talked to you before, you know, I tried to clarify a lot of points. Of one, with the immigration influx, you know, there's. We don't want to talk all negative. We don't want to talk and, you know, bring, you know, everything to just give a black eye to the whole situation. You know, and I wanted to stay on point, stay in my lane to say that, yes, we've had an influx of immigration within our town of anywhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people. We've only got a population of 4,134, I believe, as per the last U.S. Census. We're only 0.9 miles long. We're not even a mile long as you drive through our town. So you can see, you know, it is rather a small town. And to have this influx come in, there is negatives and there's positives, no matter who you speak to. As far as what I really want to address is coming back to, look, the Harris-Biden administration, United States Senator Bob Casey, back to Governor Wolf, current Governor Shapiro, state of Pennsylvania, we received no help from you. We received no heads up from any of them. Okay, all of a sudden, boom, Shelley becomes a town full of immigrants, and the national media and the spotlight is on us. But where is the funding? Where is the help? Where is the leadership to come in to bring team efforts into this to educate? You know, our town went from the English language when you walked into the Dollar General to now the English language is pretty much evaporated and it's of another language, the Creole language.
Yeah, well Larry, you made that point well the other day. We emphasized that, at least I did. I'm writing about it. You spoke of the upside of this. You didn't throw stuff at everybody that's there, but you're right. Why do it in this manner, and why do it in these numbers? Now, Mayor, to that point, Mayor Gregg, I saw an interview with some people in your town. They say the current kindergarten class might be 60 kids. 45, though, are Haitian children who don't speak English. I'm a former teacher. To me, that would be overwhelming just all of a sudden.
Oh, yes, it is. I know teachers in that school, and I've had conversations with them, and they say it's very tough to deal with. To do their job, it's really a hard thing.
Yeah. Larry, so President Trump has talked about this. Now you're having national media all over the place. What would you say you need next now? What has to happen in order to make some sense of this, go back to some normality with these numbers? I know you said resources, but you're right. There should be leadership, the governor and others, that people have to obey traffic laws. How are people able to drive if they don't know the traffic laws?
Well, as I don't know whether I brought this up on your show or not, and I don't want to repeat myself, but at our last council meeting, I put on the agenda that we need to do something to eliminate the liability of the driving habits from the immigrants. We need to maybe get dual signage in two different languages, English and Creole, that would help reduce the exposure from any automobile accidents. But that costs money, and the mayor knows a little bit more about that. Because that's coming out of our borough budget. So where's the federal and state funding that could help us for that? What's not here? But the mayor knows how expensive those signs are, and he kind of opened up my eyes to it. So
yeah, how though, Mayor or Larry, let's start, Mayor, how are these people able to drive, though, is my question. Are they driving legally?
From what I'm getting, some do have driver's licenses and some don't.
Okay.
The police, you know, do their job. You know, if they see them do something wrong, they pull them over. If they do not have the legal documentation, a license, the registration, insurance, whatever, they do impound their cars, so they do get what they need. As far as the signs goes, like Larry was talking, I retired from this town. I worked on the road crew for 25 years. I put up signs for 25 years. Those signs are really expensive. Now, if you're going to go put up dual signs, I can't imagine what those are going to cost.
Wow. Yeah, well, I think it shows, though, Larry, that you are a problem solver. I know you don't want to do that. You're a town out there. Suddenly, you got to put up Creole street signs. It's not in the book of being a councilman, but you're willing to do it. There's no doubt that I hear from all these towns we've been talking about. Reckless driving, difficulty with driving, insurance gone up, rentals gone up. What is this deal? I don't know if you guys saw it. You're on with me, so maybe you didn't. A website has footage showing Haitians being bused to and from food factories operated by 4th Street Foods. I don't know why that's out there nationally. What's the issue with that?
Well, there are agencies, I guess, that that own these van companies that do they do provide the transportation for the Haitian or it could be Liberian communities or you know, any of the immigrants. And there's a handful of businesses that do employ the Haitian or the immigrants, you know, within our community, our 15022 Shawery Area School District circumference. And so they do. I mean, there's vans all the time, to your right, to the left, you know, and that has kind of curbed itself to where the close calls or the accidents with the vans, because I do know one of the owners of the company, he really puts his foot down pretty hard on the van drivers, not obeying traffic signs, speeding, whatever it may be. If there's complaints that come in, they get beat down pretty good. Now, there is, we heard, according to the, you know, we're going through possible another plant closing here in town, but according to the local union within that plant, where this plant is supposed to be transferred to in Ohio, they are supposedly busing in immigrant workers to that factory.
Okay.
In Lancaster, Ohio.
Okay. Well, Larry, thank you so much. You've been really, really good, and I think very balanced. You too, Mayor. And again, would you keep us in the loop with Dan, my producer, with other developments? And hopefully, you're going to see better days there. I think you guys are very well-intentioned. I hope we don't come to dual traffic signs, but I get the, I get the difficulty, Larry. So thank you guys very much for coming on today.
Don, would you mind if I added one more thing before
Larry.
We hung up?
Yeah, go ahead.
This Friday at 10:30, you know about the plant closing, the Corral Ware Anchor Hawking plant. There is going to be a national press conference at 10:30. So we're going to have pretty much all of the national media there, as well as the Pittsburgh market and any of the other news sources like yourself, to be made aware that there's going to be we're reaching out to anybody who is willing to help keep these jobs. And there is one person that's reached out to help keep these jobs, and he's coming to our town to address this. And he is the he's a candidate for Pennsylvania's United States Senate. That's Dave McCormick. He's been gracious enough to come in here and help us, reach out his hand, and do whatever he can to help and bring national media attention to this.
That is tremendous. Henry, would you get him on tomorrow, McCormick? How about Bob Casey Jr.? Is he coming?
If you can tell me where Bob Casey is at, I would really, and the mayor, we would really appreciate it. I know he's not in Washington, D.C. for a fact. He's in the state of Pennsylvania. So please, if you can send him to the borough of Shawery, the mayor and myself would certainly like to talk to him face to face and not to one of his aides.
Did you make the Trump campaign aware of this?
Yes, we've got constant communication with the Trump campaign.
Good. Let's hope he shows up, too. That would be a help. But nice work. McCormick is a jobs creator. We'll get him on to promote that more. And Larry, thank you. And Mayor, thank you, too.
Thank you, Don.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, Henry would just write a note there, too. So we'll cover that on Friday. And let's get McCormick on to talk about that. And no Bob Casey, though, yet. That's interesting. All right, we got the side question going on. David Muir was just on Mark and Kelly. What penetrating questions today. Telling the world the debate moderator criticism is just noise. Let me look at my notes from Mark and Kelly. Or is it Kelly and Mark? Oh, wait a minute there. Oh, is it in there? Did they ask him about the fact-checking? I'll give you the answer to that coming up here. It was in-depth. Just penetrating with David Muir. Hey, buddy, you're wearing jeans on that show. I get it. That doesn't make your answers any better. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, so these towns, the upside of all this, Springfield, Aurora, they are, in their own way, finally bringing illegal immigration, the damage And they're underlying the point, even though the media, which are part of the very same thing, don't want to acknowledge how these elitists are telling people for our, quote, good intentions, we are going to make you suffer. We don't care. And you're a racist if you don't lump it. You can't do anything about it. You have to deal with this. We love it. We don't have to deal with it, but we can tout each other. Oh, have you seen this? How wonderful it is. 300,000 now people brought into the country under executive order that are Haitian. 855-839-1210. You get a line. So they'll be doing a big national event. By the way, when I take a look at our Secret Service, the issues obviously we have with this, I take a look at Israeli ingenuity. Great story today. Hezbollah, terrorist group attacking Israel around the clock, it seems, if you're there in Israel, from Lebanon, had a little bit of a setback today because even though I haven't seen it confirmed, the best guess is that Israeli forces, Mossad or whomever, anti-terrorism forces, hacked into their system of beepers that they were using, the terrorists. And suddenly the terrorists with their beepers were being blown up. We don't know how many. It appears to be a huge number were literally blown up. Some just wounded, some killed, I believe. Wow, that's impressive. Definitely impressive. And that appears to be the working theory at this point. Now, Israel had a big letdown on October 7th, of course. There's talk today they may fire their defense minister around that. We'll see. But I got to say, when you compare this ingenuity to the type of stuff we're dealing with here, that's pretty impressive. I don't know that we would do. Oh, we can't be doing that. Why not? We're dealing with terrorists here. Well, they might be around other people. Yes, I get that. This is what they always do. All right, side question. Hit us in the honor of the great Nick Foles with that all-time folk hero. Could be real, could be fictional. I have one that's a winner. I'll wait another 45 minutes or so, then I may give it away. It would be a winner to me, but there are any number of good ones. Doug in Phoenixville, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Doug. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
I just want to bring this famous politician up, and I wish he was still alive because he'd be taking names and kicking butt on some of these people like Hillary Clinton. But most famous line in Congress is, gentlemen, you can go to hell, and I will go to Texas. Davy Crockett.
I picture Davy Crockett brought back today in Congress. Yeah, Davy Crockett. I love that line, too. Next to Gerald Nadler or AOC, Davy Crockett standing there. That's a call that really blends into what we're talking about. All right, coming up, we are going to talk with the great Captain Sean Parnell, now in charge of the mail-in ballot operation. I will tell you this, Cliff Maloney, who is a colleague of Scott Presler, has on his Twitter today that versus 2020 at this time, mail-in ballot requests for Democrats are down about 303,000. Now, remember, we only lost by 80,000 the last time. So we'll get an update for you on that. But Sean Parnell was also behind President Trump when Trump was shot in the ear in Butler. Wanted to get his sense. He's inside all this stuff, particularly of the Secret Service. And several prominent Republicans today say, no. You can't have the FBI and these others investigated. They're part of the problem. Also, P. Diddy arrested and Homeland Security, the spokesperson, saying, well, we're not going to say anything about, is this like Epstein, as far as the safety of P. Diddy while in prison, given who he may implicate. I had never heard that he really was going to implicate anybody of power or whatever around this, just said how bad of a guy he was and what he was involved in, which I think you're going to see play out. But already the Epstein question is out there. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Batteries Plus Bulbs. It's been an honor to know Roy. Two stores he runs in Mount Laurel and Northfield. And to see our listeners finally find an oasis in these stores for help, customer service, not just Batteries Plus Bulbs, but technical help, be it phones or anything else, the whole litany, business is going to. But the only issue is he gets overwhelmed. He needs some more people. Yeah, Roy would like a handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. Great low-pressure part-time job. As I said, customer service is the key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, then you need to talk to Roy. Be part of the team. He always says they power it, they light it, and they fix things. They get them fixed for you. Give them a call whatever your needs are, or if you're someone that would like to apply, just call Roy, 856-638-0778. Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel and Northfield, 856-638-0778.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.